Today is Tuesday, November 19th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How is everyone today? I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So, you know, all of that. So yesterday, I know I was completely, I think I was mostly, if not completely, political. And I'm going to leave that music on. But anyway, I was mostly completely political. I've tried to explain for those of you. So first of all, any new listeners out there, I try to be as open and honest as possible on my show, probably to a fault. And I don't know. That's part of the beauty of this show is that, you know, I'm totally honest, and people, like, you know, they feel like they get to know you and you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I really try to, you know, just be myself. But, okay, I can't leave the music on. I was going to try to do that, but I can't. So I'm going to go ahead and turn that down. But anyway, so the fact of the matter is, I'm constantly trying to explain myself, and I don't feel like I get it right. But I want to go back to the Chick-fil-A article and just, talk about, just really briefly. I read that article because I was thinking, you know what? I'm happy because a business that I enjoy their food, you know, I enjoy frequent, I think they have really good service. I think there are some good things that come out of having some Christian, some religious sentimentalities. Would that be the right? Probably not. But anyway, you know, and I think some of their always saying, you know, my pleasure and you know, trying to be really friendly. And maybe that's just my experience, but I find that some of those things, you know, where you're really treated well and you're served well when you go to a restaurant and stuff like that, some of that, if you're not at a five-star restaurant, you know, if you're at a fast food place and you're getting, you know, I mean, maybe some people think this is laughable, but you're getting five-star service, I think some of that has to do with some of the, you know, the beliefs, you know, of not, you know, not the negative ones, but I mean, just the, you know, the treat other people how you want to be treated, et cetera, some of that stuff that's in the Bible. But the main reason I read the article is because I was like, yay, we can finally, you know, they're trying to change, you know, so maybe we can not necessarily cut them slack, but maybe we can at least acknowledge that they're trying to do better. And then all I saw on Twitter was all these people saying, oh, I'm never eating there. They're lying. You know, they've done this before. You know, all this kind of stuff. And I do want to point out, I probably won't be done with it, but for today, I'll be done with it. I do want to point out that I did a little research into some of the reasons why Chick-fil-A was being boycotted, and one of them was their support of the Salvation Army. Now, this is just one. I didn't do exhaustive research, you know, anything like that. But I want to tell everyone that Target is a corporate partner of Salvation Army. Now, I realize that Target doesn't have an owner that came out and said all this bad stuff against gay people. I know that there probably are different levels, and Chick-fil-A was, you know, there are more than one reason. But I do want to say, I want everyone out there to know, there are lots of companies that you go to every day, and you don't know what they donate to. I mean, you just don't. I mean, some of you out there, yes, you know every single thing that every single company, AT&T is a corporate sponsor or a corporate supporter of, you know, Salvation Army. And I'm sure there are a lot of companies that you're not even aware that give money to Focus on the Family and all these other places. That being said, that's fine. If you want to boycott them for doing that, I do feel like it's a little bit of a double standard for people who I know shop at Target to then say, I would never eat at Chick-fil-A. You know, I mean, come on. You know, Walmart, same thing. We give money to organizations that, I mean, Salvation Army specifically, but, you know, and maybe Salvation Army is now on the good list, but all of the articles I read about Chick-fil-A specifically mentioned that they give money to Salvation Army. And Salvation Army is an evangelical Christian organization. So I just want to call out that there seems to be a little bit of double standards, but also I was hoping that even for a day, we could say, you know what, Chick-fil-A, good job for trying to get a little better, right? Maybe, you know, they're going to have to prove it over time that they're actually getting better. There are loads of other steps that they could take, but I feel like they're trying. And you know what? All these people out here who are like, well, they're not doing enough, yada, yada, yada. Well, think about them. They're a business. And a lot of their customers are religious people who think it's wrong to be gay. I mean, I'm sorry, but a lot of the customers of Chick-fil-A are Baptist churchgoers, you know? So now Chick-fil-A is like, well, shit, you know, we're trying to please the gay people. And now all of our Baptist, you know, supporters are going to boycott us. So I'm, you know, again, I'm not making excuses, but I'm saying I just thought we would give them a little bit of a, like, you know what? You may not be perfect, but you're trying. Our, you know, some of our protests and stuff have really worked. And, you know, but we didn't. I mean, I'm sure some people did, but a lot of people did not. And the other thing I want to say, and this is more to the line of I share too much about myself, probably. I've said many, many times that I am, I hate to even use the word, but I'm a people pleaser. But also, I have a fear of rejection. One of the reasons that I get so stressed out about always wanting to please everyone in my life, probably the main reason, is a fear of rejection. So, of course, I go on Twitter and I'm like, I'm a Christian and I give money to a church every week that probably thinks I'm going to hell. Boycott me. And I was afraid that after talking about that on the show yesterday and tweeting that thing that I tweeted, that I was going to lose friends over it or something. I was really stressed, but I was like, I want to share my real honest opinions, but I, at the same time, I'm afraid, and I had a lot of people who were very supportive, and no one, I didn't lose any friends. So, you know, that was an unfounded fear. But I do want to reiterate that my whole life, and I know there are people out there that are like me, so please write me, you know, let me know that I'm not just a complete freak. But my whole life, because I want to please the gay, you know, atheist, you know, totally liberal on the complete far left-hand side. I want to please those friends, and I want to make sure those friends aren't pissed off with me. And then on the other end, I want to please the Christian, completely far right, you know, family members and other people who, you know, I want to keep in my life. And I have, you know, I love and respect people who have opinions that are completely opposite from mine. And it makes it very difficult. You know, I'm not just going to write people off. I'm just not going to do it on either side. I'm not going to, you know, but I tend to be more in the middle. Like, I'm gay, and I think it took me a long time, but I think it's perfectly good and fine and normal to be gay, and I think I was created that way. But at most days I feel that way. But it took me a long time to get there, and I don't go all the way to the left, you know. So there are people who, I don't know, who just are way, way lefter than I am. And then, you know, then of course there are lots of people who are way, way further right. Now, I would say politically I'm getting closer to left because of all this Trump stuff and everything that's going on. But it's very stressful for me anyway, because I'm like, no, I'm going to either piss off right, you know, conservative people, or I'm going to piss off liberal people. And I've felt that way my whole life, because like when I would go to church, I would have to behave one way just to make sure all the churchgoers were okay with me. And when I went to my gay parties and stuff, I had to leave the Christian side of me, you know, at the door, you know, so that I didn't piss off my gay friends who thought, you know, Christians are the devil, ironically. You know, so, I mean, that's the way it is, you know. But at the end of the day, I just read it because I was like, you know what, at least they're making some strides. And yes, it was determined by money, but isn't everything in business determined by money? All businesses make decisions based on what's going to get them more customers. I mean, it's just the way it is. Other than that, I don't want to cook tonight, but I'm going to, so I'm going to cook something really simple. I'm going to cook eggs and rice. So we're going to have breakfast for dinner. And I really need to cook the crispity, crunchity mashed potatoes, but I'm not in the mood to cook, and those are going to take like an hour. And then I need to make pork chops or meatloaf or something, but I'm not going to go to a fast food place. I am going to cook. And, you know, I don't know. I just am never in the mood to cook, but I'm not wealthy. I can't afford to, like, hire a chef. So I don't know how to solve this problem, because the reason I eat a lot of fast food is I love fast food. Sorry, Faye. I do. I love it. It's probably my favorite type of food. But also, when I get home from work, I just don't feel like cooking. And I like cooking if it's for a party or I'm inviting friends over or something like that. But when it's in the middle of the week, ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.